What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to the Absolutely Not Podcast, where we do the most and the least at the same damn time. I'm your host, Heather McMahon. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the Absolutely Not Podcast. I'm your host, Heather McMahon. How the hell you doing? We are week 793 of quarantine, locked up, raw and real. And again, last week's episode, which was honestly funnier than shit. We made it in like the top 100s. We were like number 20 on the comedy podcast charts. I'm just saying, she's trending. And by she, I mean myself. Talking in the third person. I was on a roll. I was fired up. I was raging. I was just on another level. And that's okay. Because I think you got to get it out. I had good points. I was poignant. But here we are. I simmered down a little bit. Rolling in with a new injury. So let's recap. Burnt my grundle at Starbucks 3 weeks ago. Then I sprained my ankle. And now I might have a labral tear in my hip. I Skyped today with a beautiful physical therapist named Shannon from Kansas. She's a follower. She said, you either have brachitis or something. I don't know. It's an inflammation of the hip or the little muscle. She said that was similar to a meniscus in your knee. I pulled that in my hip. And when I told her how I did it, I had 6 pound ankle weights on. And she said, I went too hard. She said, 6 pounds. Why do you have 6 pound ankle weights? I said, because bitch, I go raw and real. And I realized that about myself in quarantine. When I sign up for something, when I get in on a challenge, when I do it really hard. But I need to find some sort of middle ground. You know, I don't half-ass. But I get jazzed and then I burn out day two. Do you know what I'm saying? I love people who are like, it's a lifestyle. Oh, is it? It's a lifestyle? No, give me, like, I need a goal. I'm like, all right. I got to be in a bikini in 30 days. And I'm sure somebody will say this is binging. But I'm like, okay, I got to be in a bikini 30 days for a photo shoot. Da, da, da. All right. Okay. I can work out 63 times in the next 4 weeks. You know, don't count your macros. Do you? Shut up, Claire. Let me do me. But this has been interesting. It's been a big life lesson. You know, I was trying to just work out for the panics, the anxiety in quarantine, and I went too hard and I've overdone it. So right now I have a burnt taint, rolled ankle, and my hips popping out of the joint. Let's see the chiro. I would love to get a deep tissue massage. What I would give to have the one-on-one physical connection of having a small Thai woman. And I say small Thai woman because I specifically get Thai massages. They beat you. It's a mixture of stretching, deep tissue. I don't need this Swedish bullshit. I love Swedish meatballs, Swedish fish. Chocolate, you know, Swiss, they've got great Alsatian wines. I don't need, you know, some guy named Hans to come in there and put light hands on me. No, no, no. I need a small woman named Lisa, no larger than 5'2", to stand on my neck and crack it. I want to be beat so hard that I can't speak for 90 minutes. And if you've never been to Asia, you need to go to Thailand. I was there in January. I would get a 3-hour massage every day and it was the greatest of my life. My love language is time and human touch. So you're telling me if you spend 90 minutes with me and rub me till I bleed, you could not fill up my love tank more. than if you took me to Thailand and you rubbed me. So somebody let me know when we're allowed. I know we're social distancing, but can I get a rub down? You know what I'm saying? Can I pop over to see my girl Anna and see if she will put a German twist in my neck? That's what I need. Because mama's falling apart at the seams. Oy vey. Y'all, we're getting crazy. I've been clapping back at a couple people on Instagram, and I know I should pump the brakes because truly, I've said this before, but it really is 99% love. But I've gotten a couple people who I think are new to the scene, and now they've been suggesting what they want to see on Instagram. They're like, hey, can you not put up pictures of your dog today and like make me laugh? Literally, I got a message like that. I went off on this chick. I was like, first of all, I'm not a puppet. Don't tell me what to do. Listen, Claire, I've gone on your fucking Instagram page and all it is photos of you and Bryson and Brosley and Tyson and Chicklet. I don't know why you named your kid after that gum that we used to put over our teeth to make it look like we had no teeth, but I don't want to see your children. Click, click, click through if you don't want to see my damn dog. I'm fired up. It's because my hip's bumping. My grundle's on fire. And my ankle's still fat. Level one sprain. She's going down, but she's still fat. And people warned me about that. They said, Heather, it takes a while for the ankle to actually physically go down. And you know, that's all I have left on me. Were my thin ankles. It was a hard flex physically. Literally, it was a hard flex. Listen, I'm going to bring Robin in here. She's sitting patiently in the chair across from me, quote unquote, working on her iPad, but the thing keeps dinging and she's lightly coughing because she's itching to come on the podcast. So enough of my bitching. I'm going to bring the real deal in here. I want you to know when Robin and I chit chat, it's just an honest flow of conversation. I'm not taking any questions. I'm going to get back to the Absolutely Not line next week. Voicemails are getting so out of control. It's so great. But I really just wanted to have an honest moment with Robin and, you know, just pop in, see where we're at. I also want you to know that when I talk to my mom, she and I are best friends. We have the most loving, tender relationship, but we're both, the way I describe my relationship with my mom is it's like Joan and Melissa Rivers, but we're like two Joans. You know what I mean? Always wanting the spotlight and being as savage as possible. So if you get uncomfortable with savagery, I suggest you listen to a different podcast because Robin's about to bring the heat. She always does, but she's always going to leave us on a positive note because that's what moms do. So let's bring it up. We need some positivity and a giggle and ridiculousness this week. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, let's get into the podcast. Let's bring in my mom. Well, y'all asked for her and I can't do anything about it because I came out of her vagina. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the podcast my mother, a national treasure, a work of art, an icon, a legend, the one and only The Red Contemporary on Instagram, Robin McMahon. Robin, welcome to the podcast.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Heather. I'm so excited I get to talk to everybody.
You got
to
keep the mic right up to your mouth. Like you're a professional comic. Mom, why are you holding it like an ice cream cone? Like you've never had a sundae before.
Okay.
Also, guys, I'm just going to warn you, the cat's in here. There's nothing we can do. If we close the door, she starts chirping. If we open the door, she starts chirping. Mom, you got to put your fucking feet somewhere else other than on my chair that's swirling around.
Okay. Such a bitch.
Well, this is my job and my career.
All right.
Then you take this so lackadaisical. Every time I've tried to do my podcast, I say, Mom, I've got my office hours. You can't come in. You open the door. Are you in the podcast? I need you to clean the cat's box. I'm like, let me do the one thing, the only thing that I think is keeping us alive right now, which is my podcast. Absolutely not. Do you not take my career seriously?
Oh, Heather, kiss my butt.
Oh, now you've become filtered?
Oh, really? Kiss my ass, Heather. Kiss my ass. Okay. I've been locked up too long, Heather.
Yeah, but you tried to sneak out. Now, it's early on in quarantine.
Yes.
Robin thought she was just going to be popping out of the house.
I know.
You didn't know that we had you on Find My iPhone?
I know, and you hid the car keys, too. But remember the day I snuck out?
And what were the repercussions?
Well, I snuck out, and ladies and gentlemen, I had on sunglasses, a mask, a shield. I had gloves on and a baseball cap. I felt like a moron. I went to Whole Foods, and I am not kidding. I walked into Whole Foods, and there is this lady. She was probably, oh, I'd say 6'1". She had a little bitty mask, but she had her 6 or 7 year old in a black trash bag tied at the top with two holes cut out for the kid's eyes.
As if it was like a sheet, like if you were going as a ghost for Halloween.
Yes, but it was tied at the top and I'm thinking.
And she's sitting, the kid's sitting in the carriage?
Yes.
So did you learn your lesson that everyone's fucking panicking and you didn't need to go out? You came home that day, Mom. I was dead asleep. Yeah. You didn't even hit the senior hours. You tapped into the, I don't even know what it is, maybe the adolescent hours. You got back at 9:30. Here I am sleeping until 9:30, and I hear the garage open, and this bitch has the audacity, started taking out her Whole Foods groceries, and I said, you didn't. She said, I did, and it wasn't fun. That's what you said. You go, that wasn't fun. I was like, you think people going to the grocery store during a pandemic's been fun for me?
No, it's
not. I'm
not
going out and hitting a Home Goods and a TJ Maxx.
No, I miss my Home Goods.
I know, I do too.
I miss Ross for Less on Tuesdays.
I don't know why you love Ross for Less, Mom.
I do, because on Tuesday, seniors get an extra 10% off.
Mom, and you're holding the microphone as if it's an ice cream cone. Relax your wrist.
I'm ready.
Keep it right next to your mouth.
Okay.
There you go.
I'm fine.
I can't with you. I know we're all just trying to get through times right now. I mean, hell, I am seeking solace in the laundry room of my mother's house. It's the only quiet place I can go to record anything. And also just have a moment to myself. I'm looking at the refrigerator and the dryer like, are you guys my friends now? Because I'm losing my mind. Here's the thing. I am so glad that I found Talkspace. I can talk to a therapist 24/7 from my phone or computer and hear back from them daily. It's an online therapy world where literally you can find a licensed therapist right away, all from the comfort of your own phone and computer. We're all locked up in our houses, but it doesn't mean that we don't need to take care of ourselves. Listen, self-care and mental health, this is what we need right now. It's just take a second, take a deep breath, and talk to somebody. The cool thing about Talkspace is it's affordable. 1 month on Talkspace costs about the same as a single in-person therapy session. Trust me, I have gone to years of therapy. Talkspace is my jam. Finally, I can like have another opinion, somebody who's non-biased who can just kind of help me work through some things I'm going through, and it doesn't cost me an arm and a leg. Here's the thing. We all need to talk sometimes, and Talkspace gives us that support we deserve at a price we can afford. Match with your perfect therapist at Talkspace.com or download the app. Use promo code ABSOLUTELY to get $100 off your first month and help support the show. That's Talkspace.com, promo code ABSOLUTELY. Again, go to Talkspace.com and use promo code ABSOLUTELY to get $100 off your first month. Hey, talk to somebody, because you know, I never shut up. Wait a minute. Ross for Less has senior days on Tuesdays?
Yes, they do. An extra 10% off. And you get Sam Edelman shoes and sneakers for a very good price. I got polo shoes.
Red hot deals, ladies and gentlemen. You're hearing it right here first on the Absolutely Not podcast.
You got it.
With your senior budgeter, Robin McMahon.
That's right.
You know what's always been so crazy to me?
What?
I don't know what it is about you, Mom. You are in a different situation because, you know, dad was successful or whatever, but you still have that scrappy Boston mentality.
What's wrong with that?
There's nothing.
Heather.
It's just you would spend $600 on gas money to drive to Tampa to go to a Ross for Less that they didn't have one in Atlanta to save 10%. There are days where I think you shop harder, not smarter.
No.
You go for the discount, but you will drive to Uzbekistan, East Jesus.
Oh, Heather, get
the 10%.
It. That's not true. I do love a bargain.
I love a bargain. I will never pay full price for anything.
Right. Speaking of that, Heather, what's the gift you got me for Mother's Day? When is it coming? Because I need it desperately.
We got you the fancy fucking Dyson.
All right.
And she has not shipped yet.
Well,
You know what? I will call. I will actually call and check in on that.
I'm sick of sweeping the floor.
Okay. You know what? Don't act like I haven't been carrying my weight, Mom. I've been cooking. I scrubbed down the kitchen. You know who hasn't helped at all?
Is Ashley.
Yes. That whore.
No.
The Georgia Law lady hasn't lifted a fucking finger. She has the audacity to put it on her Bluetooth and do her quote unquote work calls while she's just zoomies around the house.
Yeah,
I got to bring her
right back
on the podcast.
Yeah, you need to bring her on.
Mom, a lot of people wanted to know. They slid my DMs on Instagram. And they said, what have you learned about me during quarantine? I want to hear the good, the bad. I'm going to let you know
what
I found out about you.
I'm going to tell you, Heather.
Tell me.
You're a little bossy. You are a little bossy.
And you're not?
Well, that's too bad. I'm the diva. I can be bossy all I want. But you are a little bossy. You're a good mother to your dog.
Thank you.
Okay. You are a good mother to your dog. You're just learning how to cook. It took a pandemic for you to learn how to boil water. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, I am. Thank you. These are all positive.
But you still don't know how to load the dishwasher the way I do.
Okay. Listen, you run your dishwasher situation like it's a Nazi regime. Okay. Gestapo. Chill the fuck out. I know you have a space for the spoons and the forks and the knives. Just because they're not in 1, 2, 3 and I do 3, 2, 1 doesn't mean it's going to fuck up the flow.
Yes, have them, but you still don't put them in right. And when you go to unload the dishwasher, I'm going to give an Instagram video on how to load the dishwasher properly. Yes.
Mom, the 1920s called and they need their activities back.
Oh, kiss this my is ass.
They didn't even have dishwashers in the 20s. Whatever, the 50s, the 60s.
Do you notice I haven't gained a pound?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I look pretty good. I mean, really, I haven't gained a pound. And we have been eating very well.
Let me just tell you, right before she said it, if you heard the pause in her voice, she looked me up and down, judged my body, and said, did you notice I haven't even gained a pound?
Yeah.
Wow, I call you out on the fact that you have been so crazy about the dishwasher. So then you have to throw me under the bus for being
Heather,
a little chunk-a-dunk?
Heather, I don't want you to be a big chunk-a-dunk, so...
I work out every day, and okay. Nothing's changed. Right. What do you want me to do, Mom?
Well, you need to do it my way and do it right, and you'll be thinner.
If I load the dishwasher the way you want, it'll somehow jump kicks a weight loss situation?
Probably.
You're a bitch.
No, I'm not.
No, you're not. For anybody listening, this is just what happens when your mother's in her 70s. Okay. I never understood these mothers who are like, you're beautiful, encouraging. Who here is listening to this and they're in their 30s and they have a savage mother?
Yeah.
I know there's Southern mothers like that. Now, Robin's from Boston, but Robin will cut you down and build you back up in the same fucking sentence.
Yeah. Well, nobody in this family gets a participation trophy.
You're like, you're the worst one on the team. It is what it is. Find out what you're good at.
Yeah. Really?
You fucking suck at soccer. Figure out if you're funny or you can cook. I don't know. Find a hobby. Figure it out.
You got it.
What was your favorite memory of me growing up?
My favorite memory of you growing up was when Daddy would go out of town, you'd always want to sleep in the bed, but I couldn't stand. I loved you to death, but every time you slept in the bed when Dad wasn't there, you kicked off the covers, you kicked me, and no, it
so
wasn't
this,
fun.
Wait, I asked you what your, hold on.
Oh, okay.
I asked you what your favorite fucking memory was, Mom, and you said a negative.
Oh, all right. How about the time I came home, and this is the truth. I came home, opened the front door. As I opened the front door, I saw bubbles coming out of my front door. I looked up the stairs because at the top of the stairs was my bedroom. And I saw bubbles coming down the stairway.
I was having
a
party.
So I rushed upstairs to see what was going on. And there is Miss Heather laying in my soaking tub. She probably put four boxes of Mr. Bubbles in there. And
Gucci
the
gang.
Whole bathroom was covered in bubbles. And it was coming out the front door.
Again, sounds like a negative, Mom.
It was funny.
That was it?
Yeah. That was it. No, you were a good kid.
Mom, you basically told me that I flooded the bathroom and I would kick you in your sleep.
Yeah, you did.
As far as I'm concerned, the memories that you brought up are triggering.
What did I tell you? I don't know
what you told me. You told me I'm fat and I don't do a good job doing the dishwasher.
You're just fluffy. Look.
And you want to know what? I got Dad's DNA. What the fuck do you want me to do about that, Mom?
I don't know.
You had one job cooking me. You know what? That's on you. You had one job in your tummy to push your DNA over a little bit. If you rubbed the right side of your tummy, I probably would have gotten your thinness. But instead, I got Dad's back fat. And that's on God, period.
Yeah.
So
but you're funny, Heather. You're a good kid. You're kind. Look, Ashley would never hug or kiss you. So at least you do. And at least I know you won't put me in the old folks home.
Well, I'll send you to a Ross Dress for Less. That's for damn sure.
Yeah, probably. No, you're a good kid. I enjoy you. You're a good kid.
Okay.
You want something good? I'm trying to think.
Jesus, help us and save us.
Remember,
Mom, you're bossier than hell. Mom, can I tell you something? If you want us to move home, let's have a real conversation.
Let's not go there.
No, you cannot. Mom, we're redoing shit in the house. We're demoing a bathroom. We're redoing a bedroom. So it feels like, more Jeff and I's new space. You cannot tell us what to do all day long. It can't be activities all the time. If Jeff wants to sit on the couch and put his thumb in his butt and eat Cheetos, he's allowed to do that.
Heather, I don't say a word to him. I was the one that made sure he had a wonderful lunch today.
Oh, now I'm a bad wife.
I made sure.
I cooked him breakfast.
Oh.
You know what? Fuck this. We need to bring Jeff on the podcast and see why King fucking Tut is getting fed like it's the goddamn Last Supper.
The rest
of us are eating nuts and berries. Because I counted my macros today and they gave me two wood chips.
Is that all you got to eat?
Yeah. I don't know how I'm in the negative.
Heather, you need to go jogging. I'm sorry.
And I broke my hip.
Oh, well, go walk fast. Can't you walk fast?
If I walk too fast, Mom, my legs, the fat between my legs starts to spark. And then I got road rash.
Oh, my God. Poor Heather. No, yeah. I'm sorry.
I'll say a positive thing.
All right. A positive thing about you. You're kind. You're very kind.
Everybody's you're nice. Sweet.
No, some people are pain in the ass.
Yeah, people are pains in the ass, but I feel like at the core, most people are kind. Mm. When somebody's like, you're nice. I'm like, yeah, I know I'm a nicer. I'm so kind.
No, you're kind. You're kind. You're very generous too.
Thank you.
Except I can't wait for my Dyson.
Okay. You know what? You know, I feel like you're trying to call me out.
I am.
You know, I'm the only person who, you know, contributed to the Mother's Day gift. And you used
and
to
Ashley didn't.
You think that bitch is cutting you a check?
No.
No. No. So let me tell you something. I'm going to be the one, Mom. Even in my stardom, it's going to be like Joan and Melissa Rivers. I'm going to be pushing you in a wheelchair. Ross dressed for less. Even when I have a fucking star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And I'll be like, you know, faux fur coat taking your ass. I'm like, it's Tuesday. Cancel my meetings at ABC. Cancel the show. I got to take my mom to Ross dressed for less.
Yeah, Ross for less. I don't buy dresses there. I just get sneakers and workout shoes. And these little cute pants that I have.
Let's brag. I got you Peloton shoes that were $140. Have you gotten on the bike?
No, I haven't. I don't need to, but I will get on tomorrow.
I don't need to. It's already been hard enough of a pill to swallow that we're having to totally redo the wedding. Now we're trying to find new venues, you know, caterers, all of the things that are happening. I've got a lot of balls that I'm juggling up in the air. Thank God, though, when it comes to weddings, the registry, the invites, the managing the guest list, I can rely on Zola.com. So what's Zola? Basically, it's a place that you can do everything. It makes wedding planning easier and less stressful with wedding websites, registry invites, and guest list manager all in one place. Listen, I'm not even kidding you. I meet anybody on the street. I go to pick up a plan B at CVS. I'm like, hey, you want to come to my wedding? And the lady's like, sure. And I'm like, oh, okay, great. So now I have the pharmacist at CVS coming to my damn wedding. I can't keep up with the list. But the good thing is I go to Zola.com and they just manage everything for me. The cool thing is they make beautiful free wedding websites. That is another thing. You've got to have one-stop shop. You know, grandma can go online, figure out the new location of the venue, where to get plane tickets, all of that. It's all there on Zola.com and they do it for you. Listen, don't stress out. We're COVID brides. We're already living in a crazy time. With Zola.com, they just make it so much more efficient and streamlined. And that's what I need in my life. They also have the highest rated registry of all time. So, hey, all you got to do is go to Zola.com/absolutely not today and use promo code SAVE50 to get 50% off your save the dates. Save the dates are absolutely necessary. You can also get a free personalized paper sample before your purchase. That's 50% off save the dates at Zola.com/absolutely not. Use promo code SAVE50. Now back to the podcast. Anybody else out there got a real just naturally thin mom who just rubs it in your face? Yeah. And listen, I don't want to hear it. You know, I'm all about body positivity. But when you just grow up in a savage family, it is what it is. It is what it is.
Yeah, I told Ashley she met some new guy and I said, well, if he comes to dinner, he better bring his A game.
Yeah, we're a savage family.
Yeah, he better.
It's been even more savage during quarantine.
I know, Heather, but
can you believe we've been locked up raw together?
But you know what? You're more generous to let me sneak out than Ashley would.
Don't you say that on the podcast.
Yeah, but you didn't.
No, Mom, you break out because I sleep in. Ashley sleeps till 1.
Heather, you took me for a ride in the car. You made me sit in the car with a mask on and gloves.
Yeah, I did.
But you rode me around.
I did. I let you. You were like,
you rode me
like
around.
A dying dog.
Yeah.
Like an old golden retriever. Yeah,
Heather let me drive by Ross for Less and TJ Maxx and I could wave because it was
to your
closed.
Friends.
Ashley wouldn't do that. I mean, even though I couldn't go anywhere and I had to ride around with you with the windows up and a little bit of air, at least you did that.
Yeah, I want you to feel the wind in your hair like an old lab who's got... It's about to be taken to a farm somewhere to just be laid down to die.
Oh, kiss my foot.
Mom, do you have any absolutely nuts that you've experienced during quarantine? It can be about me. Feel free to throw Jeff under the bus.
No, Jeff's perfect. I'm sorry, Heather.
Mom,
he's great.
You keep him to a standard. I love Jeff. He is great.
Yeah, he
but
is.
But you, okay, let me tell you all what's been going on. literally, you know, we'll be cooking dinner. Mom will make 40 meatballs. Right. One is for me. One is for my sister. The rest, the next 38 meatballs are left for Jeff. She's feeding him as if he's about to go off to war and this is his last meal. But it's at every meal. So it's gotten to the point where mom will literally with a spatula hit my hand and say, you've had enough, and give more to Jeff. It's a little misogynistic, don't you think?
No, I don't think so. He's bigger than you, Heather, and he's a guy, and he was out there digging up those bushes.
No, I gave him treats.
You did? What kind of treats?
Later treats.
Oh, later treats. He was probably too damn tired for the later treats. Hey, speaking about later treats, how is your burnt...
My burnt grundle?
Grundle,
you
right.
You saw it. Tell the folks what you saw.
It was all red. It was terrible. So what happened with Starbucks? I mean,
they have reached out. I don't legally. I cannot speak on it.
Oh, you can't?
No, not on my podcast, Mom.
Oh, bummer. Yeah,
but you might be getting a house on the Hamptons. That's all I'm gonna say. Oh, sit back. I'm gonna need you to keep draining this.
Yeah, that was
sack on my grundle.
Yeah, that was pretty intense. I mean, that was pretty, whoa. I'm surprised you didn't rip off your pants right in the car right
then. I panicked. I didn't know what to do. They were so hot. They were burning my skin.
Wow. Yeah, it was pretty bad. So I wonder.
You ever burned your vagina?
No.
You want to tell us just because what we're on here and I really feel like airing your dirty laundry?
No.
Tell us about the time you had to jump out of a window in Greece because you went home with a guy and it wasn't his house.
I was in Greece and we met this guy who wanted to take us to his beach house. So he took us to his beach house and we were getting happy at his beach house.
God. Happy, frisky. Did you have your top on?
No, I was dressed, but I could have been undressed. And the next thing I know is we were in a separate room. We were in a bedroom talking. No, we were talking.
Talking with his penis in your hand?
No, his penis was in his pants.
Yeah, okay.
But the next thing I know, he said, you got to jump out the window. I said, what? He said, because the people that own the house are pulling in the driveway. I said, what? I thought you owned the house. He said he thought he did too for the moment. Bastard.
Yeah. So did you jump out off the roof?
Well, it was only the first floor, but I still had to jump out a window.
And then where did you go?
I ran to his car that I should have known better because he parked his car, not in the driveway, but like down the street. And I thought that was strange. You own this beautiful house and why didn't you pull in the driveway?
So what did you do after?
I dumped his ass fast. Yeah.
Did you get a fur coat?
Not from him.
Who was the guy in Greece that gave you the fur coat?
Okay. So I was young. Uh-huh. And I went to the Island of Rhodes.
Yeah.
And when I went to the Island of Rhodes, all my flight attendant friends went to this one place to go buy a fur coat.
Okay.
So I went there and I tried on this fur coat and it fit me great. We didn't have the lining put in and I just loved it. And I had $1,000. And so I said to the guy, I didn't know what they cost. I said, oh, I love this coat. And he made me do a pirouette and twirl around the floor.
Yeah,
and he
razzmatazz. Said,
yeah, razzmatazz, right. And it was full backs of minks. It wasn't mink tails or anything. It was nice. So I said, I love this coat. I said, here's my $1,000. And he looked at me and he said, this is not $1,000. I said, oh, is it less? And he said, no, it's quite a bit more. He gave me that coat for $1,000. And I said, if you give me this coat for $1,000, I'll send all my friends to you to buy their mink coat. And he said, please don't.
Because she's like, is this senior? Are you a Ross dressed for less?
No, I was young. He invited me to his house on the island. With his wife.
You had to jump out of that window too because
home? I had dinner with the wife and his children.
In the coat?
I didn't have the coat.
Sitting, eating like Greek chicken in a giant fur coat?
Actually, they were cooking chicken. It was in the summer. He had to have the lining made inside the coat for me. So she didn't speak English. The kids spoke a little English and everybody was nice. And the guy sent me a Christmas card for 10 years. Yeah, he was really nice. I forget what his name was. I think it was Dimitri. He was really
nice. Dimitri sounds pretty Greek.
Yeah, he was really nice. I think he just felt sorry for me because that's all the money I had and I was in love with the code. And
but little did he know that Boston Robin knew exactly what she was doing. You were fucking hustling a Greek man named Dimitri. So to all the Greeks out there, mi scusi, my apologies.
No, I wasn't hustling him, but it was very nice.
You've always
that he
been,
gave it
Mom,
to
you're
me.
A hustler through and through.
No, I'm
you
not.
You hustle.
I like a deal.
And that's fine. I like a deal too. I'm right. Never going to pay full price.
Right. I like a deal. I like someone to be honest because I'm honest with people. If you're a dumbass, I'm going to tell you you're a dumbass. If you're nice, I'm going to tell you you're nice.
And if you're fat, good luck to you.
Yeah, you could lose a pound.
Yeah.
Yeah. What did I tell Chris? You're an extra.
Yeah, you Chris. Looked at Chris yesterday and you just go, Chris, what are you, an extra large?
I said, you're not a double X. I said, you're not a double X.
Chris and I are working on it.
I know, you will.
We are trying, and I just feel like I need more support and less criticism and judgy eyes.
I'm not giving you judgy eyes.
You looked me up and down.
No, I didn't. Heather, look, I told you yesterday you look like you lost a pound or two. No, you look like you've lost a little bit. I did. I said that.
You said that? Too.
Did you
the fucking mailbox? Because you didn't say it to me.
Maybe it was to the dog. Yeah. You didn't hear it.
And what do you
no,
think?
No, you look good.
What do you think about good. My son?
He's adorable.
And he's the sweetest.
Oh, the cutest puppy. He really is.
He really is a cutie.
See, God gives you what you need.
He does. He gave me you as a savage mother. That's why when people are like, how'd you get into comedy? I go, my mother. She's so fucking savage. So the craziest shit. That's why I am who I am. You don't hurt my feelings.
No.
This is just, we're just ripping each other apart. You've got brittle bird bones and
I do not have brittle bird bones.
Mom, those chicken legs.
I have little legs.
Snap,
yeah.
Crackle, pop. If you so much as sneeze in the wrong direction, those things are snapping. Twigs.
No, they're not. I just have thin legs. I'm small. What can I say, Heather? I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm so funny. I'm sorry.
Sorry, Karen.
Yeah, I started the Karen thing.
I know you did. Somebody else is copying it.
No, everybody's doing the Karen thing.
Yeah.
I just find it a little interesting. I'm just saying. I'm a trendsetter. We've always known that.
Right.
I put it out in the universe and it happens.
Right. Tomorrow we're filming, whether you like it or
okay,
not.
Okay, Mom, we'll film stuff. Robin looked at me at dinner. She goes, you need to do more characters. You need to entertain more. I'm like, shit, dance, puppet, dance.
Right, Heather, you're good at entertaining.
Some woman sent me a message like, I don't want to hear content about your dog. I want to hear content about this. And I was like, go fuck yourself, ma'am.
Oh, that wasn't very nice.
I know. I'm not a puppet. I'm a human being with feelings and I'm working on shit and I just need you to be nice to me.
I know, but everybody likes your characters, Heather.
Fine, then I'll do them, Mom, but you're never quiet enough for me to fucking film anything.
I'll be quiet. I'm going to be busy tomorrow. I can put tape across my mouth.
Yeah, okay. Anyways.
The house is so quiet without Bronny.
I know. He went back to Ashley's today.
I know. Even though I complain, he's really a sweetheart. And
we got the cat
cutie.
On the floor right now. She's laying on her back, which is a sign, if you know this. When animals get on their back, that means they're being submissive, which means they feel fully comfortable with you.
Right. And every morning I wake up with one of those little stuffed mice on my bed.
Yeah, because Jelta brings you a toy and she says, I love you. Thank you for taking care of me.
Yeah, she does.
I love animals.
I know. So sweet.
I've never understood. How could anybody ever hurt an animal?
Or a child.
Even though we were talking about your mink coat, but it was already dead.
Yeah, it was.
Also, I have a question. Why were you buying a fur coat on an island?
Because that's where they made them, and you could buy a really nice fur coat cheap. When I got home, I had the coat appraised. He sold it to me for $1,000. It was appraised for $7,000.
Wow.
That's why he sent me a Christmas card every year. But
because you gypped him and he wanted to keep you in his memories?
No, I guess. I don't know. He was really nice and maybe he felt sorry for me.
I've never felt sorry enough for somebody to give them a fur coat.
Well, he owned the place, so maybe it wasn't a big
deal
to him.
Good old Dimitri. If anybody's related to Dimitri,
Dimitri
and their great-grandfather,
really nice.
Their grandfather had a fur coat business on the island of Rhodes.
Yeah.
Is it Rhodes?
Also, it's Rhodes.
Rhodes.
Right. Also, while I was there... I didn't know everybody took a siesta in the afternoon. So I walked into a jewelry store. I will never forget it. I walked into a jewelry store and I see this guy behind the counter flat on his back. I thought he was dead. He was sleeping and all his stuff was all over the place.
The diamonds, the gold, all of it?
Well, I didn't know if there were diamonds, but there was gold everywhere. So I felt like I had to stand guard until he woke up. I had to do the right thing.
You did.
I did.
You know what I've noticed about you in quarantine?
What?
You fart when everyone's in the room.
I don't care. No. Hey, it's a little, look, it's just a little poof.
No, it's not, Mom. You have cartoon farts. You know it. This is what I've noticed. Once your mother gets over 70, she just is like, she's like, oh, it could be in the middle of TJ Maxx. You're like, oh, what am I going to do? Hold it in? That makes you crazy. I'm like, let me get this straight. Right. Yeah. So let me get this straight. Now all social norms have been thrown out the window because you're over 70?
Yeah. Remember Joan Rivers said the same thing. Once you're 70, you can do anything you want.
True.
Yeah.
Rob a Ross dress for less.
Yep.
On Tuesday.
Yes, on Tuesday. I love it. And I miss Trader Joe's.
Yeah, but I've always given a big shout out, but the Trader Joe's near us, that staff is incredible. I mean, they see me coming in once a week now.
Right. And I always know where the good stuff is at Trader Joe's.
I know. We love Trader Joe's. We love it.
Yeah, but the new grocery store that just opened.
What's the name of that place?
It's L.I.
Lytle?
I don't know.
I don't know.
It's expensive. You know what?
I knew it was
like going to
be shit because they have them in New Jersey. I said, come on.
Yeah, no. I wouldn't waste my time.
They were in Pennsylvania, New Jersey.
No.
What are they doing down here?
Yeah.
We got Sprouts. We got Publix. We got Whole Foods, Fresh Market.
The only thing with Sprouts is whatever you buy there for fruit or vegetables, you need to eat it within the next 2 days. I'm sorry. Otherwise,
the produce goes back.
Yeah.
Do you think it's that fresh?
No.
All right. So we're not into the produce at Sprouts. I like all the Trader Joe's branded stuff.
Yeah.
I like Whole Foods for my meat and my fish.
Yeah.
And I like Publix for pub subs and all the hot sauce selection. Publix has the best key lime pie on the fucking planet.
Yes. Yes, they do. Okay,
the cat's on the desk, guys. She's getting in a basket. This is where we're at in our quarantine. All right, Mom. So you've been to Greece in your mind. You've been all over and we've been stuck in the house. And honestly, I've learned a lot about you. You don't stop. This is why you're thin. You move, you go, go, go. And I think it's been a real big eye-opening, absolutely not challenge for you during this quarantine to stay put and realize that while the world keeps spinning outside, you got to stay quarantined. And I know it's been a big thing with the boomers, people your age, they don't understand. Everybody messaged me and said that their parents were refusing to stay home. I almost put you in the dog crate.
Yeah, she did. She yelled at me when she drove me around town with a mask on
in the car.
With gloves on. And she kept yelling at me, don't touch your face. We're in the car. Who the hell am I next to? With a crack of a window. And she drove me by Target. She drove me by.
I let you honk at your friends.
Yes.
I let you do a drive-by honking to all your friends at Target. And they're like, God damn it, Robin, don't come in here. You're too old.
Fuck off.
And then you broke out and went to Target. And what'd you say? There was nothing on the shelves.
Yeah, there wasn't.
They're not getting like
new
merch.
I snuck out one day. But I was totally covered. I was incognito with masks and shields and gloves and everything. And there was a guy in there with a gas mask on.
Yeah.
A gas mask on and gloves. And he had thigh-high boots. You know, like those boots that they wear when they go fishing.
Oh, fishing boots.
Fishing boots. And I'm thinking, what the hell are you doing in Target?
He's protecting himself from you farting up aisle 5.
Oh, kiss my foot. Yeah, I thought, what the hell is that about?
People are losing their minds. I'm not only protecting you from the germs, I'm protecting you from the fact that as a society, we've lost sight of what the fuck's going on. And now it's Memorial Day weekend and everybody's just out gallivanting in Florida. I mean, listen, at some point I've said we have to get back to normalcy, right?
Right.
And now I know it's getting really bad in South America where we kind of, I guess, essentially, if we have flattened the curve, they think it's going to come back when it gets cold again in the fall. And it's like, guys, at some point we do have to fucking leave our homes and like go back to work and do shit.
Right.
But we have, I think what's been frustrating is nobody knows what's going on.
Right.
There have been no new real updates on anything except there's been a lot of tragedy. And then there's nobody in the medical community has any idea what's going on.
I'll tell you what's going on. This is what's going on.
Oh, here we go. Oh,
this is what's going on. God sent us all to our room.
Yeah,
he said, go to your room, stay there until you can come out and be nice to each other.
That's a good theory.
I mean, really, we have to be nice to one another and know what's really important. How many damn pairs of shoes do you really need?
I don't know.
How many cars do you need?
I agree. I don't need the materialistic things.
No. So let's be good to each other. We've been eating really well. We've been laughing.
Drinking.
Camaraderie. We drink a lot.
But you know what? Don't take that away from me.
Yeah,
I hate when people are like, if you just quit drinking, you'd be healthy. No, let me tell you something. I am European.
A glass of wine's good.
We drink wine. I don't care. If I want to have a low-cal margarita at night, take the edge off, sit outside with my dog.
Or the cat.
Or the cat. make my vision board. Leave me alone.
Right. We're doing vision boards tomorrow.
We are doing vision boards. We're doing vision boards tomorrow, Mom. And you got to go on. What I want you to do is go on like Architectural Digest.
Right.
Pick out the exact things you want. Like that exact chaise lounge. It's got to go on the vision board. I'm telling you, it'll come true.
All right. I need you to go to the store tomorrow and get some magazines.
I will do that.
All right.
Good. I will mask, glove up. Get on my gas mask and I'll go and I'll do it. We'll do a vision board party tomorrow night because I swear it works. You got to manifest it. Have you ever had anything in your life that you specifically manifested?
Yes, I did.
What?
Daddy.
Aww.
And you and Ashley. When I was single, I had this picture of a woman sitting on this beautiful couch with this handsome guy behind her and two children. And I put that, when I was single, I had that on my refrigerator. I said, that's what I want. And that's what I got.
And you manifested it.
I did.
I think it's a God thing. A lot of think it's just a universe. I think God says in the Bible, if you are religious folk, which Robin is, God says you have to claim it. You have to ask for it.
Yeah.
And it's not just materialistic things, but if you want specific things and to have a certain level of success, I think you do have to ask for it.
Right.
You got to envision it and say, this is what I'm working towards.
Right.
And if anything, all it does is kind of motivate you to put one step foot in front of the other and get working.
But going back to Dad, when I met him, I didn't even pay attention to what he looked like. I really didn't.
You're just looking at that ass?
I didn't even look at his butt. He was a nice person. And then I looked at him one day, like two dates in, and I said, wow, he's a cutie. Yeah, he was. He was a cutie.
I miss Dad.
Yeah, I do too. But I know he's up there laughing his ass off because all these Match.com pics that I'm getting look like they're half dead.
Oh, the Bumble guys?
Oh, my God.
It's bad.
Right. Well, one guy's not too bad. One guy said he wanted to take me a trip around the world and he's in an airplane and I'm looking at his photo. I said, the guy's sitting in coach.
No, the fuck out of here.
Get out of here.
You didn't work hard on this earth for 72 years to sit in coach.
No.
When Papa K had you in first or on a private jet. That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
Snob alert.
Yes.
I'm not flying a coach.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it.
No. And then
my ass is too wide. My hips are too tight. I work too damn hard to fly international and coach.
I don't blame
you. If I can afford first.
Most days I
cannot afford it. But if I can,
I'm going.
I'm going.
Yeah.
You want to take me around the world on a Greyhound?
No, I don't.
No.
No. One other guy showed me his Winnebago. That he wanted to go tour the world. Not with me.
What are we going to do? Shit at a rest stop? No.
No. No, I don't
camping
do that.
Camping for me is at the Ritz-Carlton, baby.
Under a canopy bed with room service.
Oh, bada bing.
Bada bang.
You know, Jeff gets so mad at me when I do room service.
Why?
He just thinks it's so, he's like, this is ridiculous. You're paying $45 for a club sandwich. I'm like, I work so hard. My favorite thing in the world is to overpay for a club sandwich and like fries and like a shitty side of the tiny little things of ketchup at a hotel. I love it. I love signing the bill and it being like $87 for a sandwich and a Coke. And I'm like, I deserved that. I worked hard for that. Is that weird?
No.
I love room service. He giggles. He didn't really get mad. He just thinks it's funny that I'm obsessed with room service.
No, I think room service is great. I wish we had it at ours.
I mean, the food is always subpar and it's always so astronomically overpriced.
But you know what? You only go around once.
That's what I've
been
saying.
You might as well enjoy yourself. Really.
And you already had such a great husband. That's why you're so picky with the second boy toy.
Yeah.
You're like, I've already had the best. So what do you want me to do now? Sit in the back of coach and fly to Argentina?
Oh, Heather.
No. Hell no.
No. Somebody wanted me to be his first mate on his yacht. And then he showed me a picture of his tugboat. It was a little tiny boat. I said, is this guy for real?
You're like, this isn't a yacht in Saint-Tropez.
No, no. Oh, we need to go to Saint-Tropez. Wouldn't that be fun?
We're going to do that next summer.
Well, can we get Dr. Nelson to make a house call? I need Phil. I need my hair done some more. I need my lashes.
Mom, I will ask. He is a doctor. I would imagine he would only, I know he's back open for practice. I know he would have sanitation,
cleanliness.
Doctor procedures. But yeah, we need Botox.
Yeah, I don't use Botox. I need the fill.
He told you what to do, Mom.
He told me to get fat so he could use my own fat. Well, it's not
happening.
Yeah,
you have to put on 10 pounds.
Well,
he can take your own fat from your tummy and put it in your face.
But it doesn't last, Heather.
It does. It lasts way longer than the filler.
No, he said it didn't last way longer.
No, he's had this conversation with you 60 times and you zone out and just stare at the fake tits in the office.
He does have a lot of those fake boobs in there.
Like actual silicone or
implants.
Whatever they are. Implants.
Yeah. Right.
Or you know what? We're all over the place. I'll call Dr. Nelson Castillo, who is the best guy to get any work done.
Right.
The only work I've ever had done is baby Botox. And it's the best.
Yeah. And he's so cute. Girls, he's single.
He's
about 6'2". I think he's good looking.
Bilingual, speaks Spanish.
Right. And he's really cute. And he's a nice guy.
See, this is also where I get my shiksa matchmaking from, is from Robin. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That's all we do. We're always trying to find love for people.
Right.
But I think, Mom, what's going to happen, and I've reached out to my followers and listeners and said, listen, if you've got a rich uncle who wants to have a great time and giggle with Robin and travel the world in
plus
style.
Plus, I'm a fabulous cook.
You're a fabulous chef. You're an incredible artist. You're cultured. You're funnier than hell. You're savage sense of humor. There's never going to be a dull moment. But you're not, you've already had the love of your life. You're looking for a new adventure and somebody fun to have an adventure with and to, you know, obviously open to love. But you're not like in that I need to find the one. And I think a lot of these older gentlemen that are on Match.com or, you know, Bumble, they're still looking for that
one.
That one. And you're like, I just want to have a good time. And I don't want to hang out on your tugboat and eat raw shrimp.
Right. Right.
I don't blame
exactly.
you.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know what? I mean, I feel bad for a lot of them. I fixed a few people up with a few of the
Mom, but you know that's called deflecting. That's what you do. You get matched with people and then you give them to all your girlfriends.
Yeah.
Because you're not ready. I don't think you're actually ready.
No, that's true. I'd like to be. I mean,
Mom, I think you need to have adventures with me.
Yeah.
Go see the world a little bit. You know, we're traveling. We're touring. You know, we're doing all that.
And I got my tap shoes.
And you got your you did order tap shoes.
I did. I watched 42nd Street the other night with Heather's producer and Lady A. And I had the best time. I went home at midnight and ordered a pair of tap shoes.
There you
so
go.
So I'll be tapping around the house.
Girl, we'll do some sort of Zoom lesson.
Yes,
I have tap shoes here. We can start tapping.
Yeah, it'd be so much fun.
Let's tap.
Remember when Annie was skinny as a rail?
She was also 11 years old and was doing Irish step dancing.
Well, that's right. So you lose a lot of weight tapping.
Okay, well then let me strap on my shoes and tap to fucking public supermarket. Side note, if you were coming to any of the shows, I'm making an announcement this week. Obviously, all the shows this summer are going to be rescheduled for next year. If you're wondering why, if you're like, Heather, why are we just finding out the last minute? Because I was finding out the last minute. The theaters were literally holding on, and then realizing we were waiting for the mayors and governors of each city and state to kind of let us know what was going on. So I apologize. It's not on me. Please, we're all in this pandemic together. We are going to reschedule all the shows for June, July, August. All of those we're going to do at the top of next year. I will let you know the new dates. It'll be the same theaters, new dates as soon as possible. Your tickets will be good then. I will figure out the information on the refunds. If you need a refund, we're figuring it out. Guys, I have never been in a global pandemic. I've never had to cancel a show in my life. So bear with me. I'm finding out just as you are. And the shows this fall are still on, but hang tight and we're just going to roll with the punches and see what happens.
Yeah. Do you believe that this is happening? Who would believe that this? I feel like we're watching a movie.
We are in a
only
movie.
Now we're all in it.
Yeah, well, this is a simulation
of something.
Mom, you know a UFO crashed in Brazil like a week ago.
A real there's UFO?
Footage. Mom, there is fucking footage in like the hills of Brazil. And the government showed up real quick. And then when people were posting the videos of the UFO crashing, they were taken down by the government.
Well, I'm sure they were.
Guess who we trust?
No one. You got it.
Now, I will say at the top of this quarantine, you did get a little crazy with the conspiracy theories. And I want to say, I love that you have an open, expressive mind. I love that you are always, you know, open to hear anything new. But I am glad that we've toned it down a bit because I think we were all freaking ourselves out for a little bit. You know what I mean? Stay woke, but also stay grounded. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right. Put God first.
Put God first.
Yep.
Yeah. You get a little nut. And I know it was really the email chain from the other neighbors.
Yeah.
Let's call her Linda.
Yeah.
You know, Linda kept sending you all those crazy fucking videos.
Yeah.
And then I would be up till 5 a.m. just pooping my pants in fear.
I know. And I used to think she was crazy, but some of the videos are starting to.
Yeah. But Mom, that one lady that you followed, Lois, who's doing prophecies in the back of her Toyota Camry and she's like parked under a willow tree somewhere in Jersey. I don't trust it.
Yeah. That's a little.
Because guess what? God did say there'll be a lot of false prophets.
Well, he's right.
Guard your heart and your mind.
Right.
And
we need to love God first.
Mm-hmm.
He gave us 10 commandments, not 10 suggestions.
Oh,
and we
here
need
we go.
To love. No, listen, Heather. We need to love each other. It doesn't matter who you love. We need to love each other.
I agree.
And we don't need to judge anybody.
Amen.
So I'm sorry.
Sermon on the Mount right here in Atlanta, Georgia, Robin McMahon. Right.
God told me a long time ago, he said, Rob, I don't need any of your help judging anyone. He said, I got everything under control.
Just judge your daughter. Just keep her in line.
Come on. I love you.
I love you too. I've actually had a good time being quarantined with you, but we've got somebody coming to do a little construction work at the house tomorrow. So Gestapo's going to be up at 7 a.m.
Oh, just I love it.
Blowing
I love
the
it,
whistle,
love it, love
screaming.
It.
She's going to be raising hell. It's just going crazy. You have never seen Robin until she's got a guy in a bulldozer.
Yeah. You know, interior design is my passion. So I love this stuff. Yeah. So
yeah.
It's
and
good. It, and it's going to be perfect, Heather. You have to trust me. I haven't let you down yet.
Trust and believe.
That's right, sweetie.
Trust and believe. That's on God.
That's right.
Period. Hey, Mom, what do you want to call this episode?
I don't know. Let me think about it.
Robin got a mink in Greece.
Could be, yeah, that could be. You're better at that than me.
I know. You're not really good with the branding.
No.
You're not good with the slogans, the one-liners. When you try and name your art pieces, you're like, Heather, I think this one's called Tears from Heaven. I'm like, who's going to buy fucking Tears from Heaven? That's depressing.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm funny, Heather. I know
you
I'm
are.
Funny.
That's why I brought you back on the podcast. People have been requesting you. This will be one of many.
And you know what, Heather? I want to get on your Instagram. I miss your friends.
Okay, Mom, you can get on.
I do, but I can't get on until I get my hair done because I'll scare the crap out of them.
Well, that's 2021.
They see what I look like. Yeah, I'm not going to need a beautician. I'm going to need a magician.
Isn't that the truth? That's the way I feel.
Really?
Yeah, I just feel like it's still falling apart.
Right. You know what it is? We need our lashes.
I know, but
I need lashes.
Well, we can't do that right now, Mom. When it's safe, you can lash up. In the meantime, a little mascara, a little rouge.
Yeah, a lot of rouge.
And a suntan, and you'll be good to go.
Do you remember when you were probably in the fifth grade and we were going to the club for dinner? And I was out working in the yard and I said, I'm going to jump in the shower and put on a dress. And you looked at me straight in my face and you said, Mom, don't forget the makeup. And I said, do I need makeup? She said, you need a lot of makeup.
And that's your joke?
No, it was true. That's what you told me.
So I was giving it right back at you, bitch. Mommy, I love you. I'm going to let you go because you got to get up early.
Yes,
because you're going to be screaming and shouting and yelling at people in the backyard doing shit from a distance, social distance. In the meantime, ladies and gentlemen, as always, like, click, subscribe. Thank you for tuning into the Absolutely Not Podcast. I'm going to let Robin get out of here. She needs her beauty sleep, her diva sleep. She's an icon. Follow her on Instagram at The Red Contemporary. We are going to be getting her art website loaded up with all of her incredible paintings, and those will be for sale soon. And, you know, she's a real deal. She kept all of her art kind of private within the Atlanta community. And now I said, Robin, let's bust it out. Bust it wide open, bitch. Bust it wide open. Love and light, Robin. Anything you want to say to all the fans before I let you go?
I just
want to
tell everybody I love y'all. I say prayers for each and every one of you every single day. So be good to each other. Put God first and everything will work the way it's supposed to.
And that's on God. And ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning into the Absolutely Not Podcast. Love you, mean it. Hey, we're going to get back to the voice of us next week. I just want to bring Robin in for a little intermission so we could giggle and have some joy. And who knew she was sleeping with a Greek man and had to jump out of a window? That's my mother. Y'all have a good one. See you next week on the Absolutely Not Podcast. What?
And next week, if I get on, I'll tell them what happened in Acapulco.
Oh, Jesus, help us and save us. The Acapulco stories for another year. Love you, mean it. See you next time on the Absolutely Not Podcast.
Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. Don't forget to subscribe, rate us, and leave a review. And as always, follow me on Instagram at Heather K. McMahon. See you guys soon.